Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Masechet Babas, where we are up to Parakei Mishnah Dalet. Hakon Shnei Ilanos B'toch Sdei Chaveru. If you buy two trees within someone else's field, Hareza Lokana Karka, then we don't assume that you purchase Karka as well. You only have the right to leave the trees growing as long as they're still alive. But once they die, you're not allowed to replant anything there. Rabbi Meir Omer Kana Karka. No, you bought the Karka that the trees are on. Higdilu, if they grew very big, Lo Yishape, the guy who sold them, can't trim them, even though it may be providing more shade on his field than is good for his field, and it's actually ruining his field, he still can't trim them. And whatever comes out from the trunk of the tree belongs to the guy who bought it, because that's part of the tree. Whatever grows out from the roots of the tree belongs to the guy who owns the field. And if the trees die, you don't own that land, because you did not buy the land, you only bought the tree. Kana shlosha, but if you bought three trees, kana karka, then we assume that you bought karka as well. Higdilu, and if the trees grew more after you sold it, yishapa. Since you bought the karka, the seller can cut them back because the shade of the tree is not good for his land. So whatever's going over onto his land, he can cut back. He sold you the trees and the land that they occupy. But anytime the tree encroaches on his land, he can cut that down. But whatever grows out of any part of the tree, whether it be the trunk of the tree or whether it be the roots of the tree, that belongs to the buyer. The mesu yeshel karka. If those trees die, since he owns the karka, he gets to replant other trees in that karka. Mishnah hey, hamocha rosh behemagasa. If a person sells the head of a behemagasa, of a large animal, lo machras raglayim, we don't assume that the legs are included, because each part of the animal is considered a chashuv in its own right. Machras raglayim, if he sold the legs, lo machras rosh, the head is not included. Machras akana, if he sold the kana, the windpipe of a large animal, which includes the whole respiratory system, lo machras hakavid, the liver's not included, machras hakavid, but if you sell the liver, lo machras hakana, the respiratory system is not included, aval bedaka, but if it's a smaller animal, then each part is not so significant in its own right, and therefore machras rosh, machras raglayim, lo machras rosh, if you sell the head, the raglayim are included, but if you sell the legs, the head is not included, because the head is of a behemadaka, is still a davar chashuv, people would sell it on its own. Right around Rosh Hashanah time, people take the head of an animal, put it on their table. Machras hakana, someone who sold the kana, machras hakaved, does include the liver with it. Machras hakaved, lo machras hakana. But if you sell the liver, it does not include the kana, the windpipe, because that is a more significant section than the part that has the liver. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet, we said that someone who buys two trees in someone else's field only buys the trees and does not have any rights to the karka, and therefore the ramifications of, whereas Rav Meir disagrees, and he holds you do buy the karka, but the ramifications of not owning the karka is that if the tree overgrows, the owner of the karka cannot trim the tree, and whatever grows out of the trunk belongs to the guy who bought the tree, but whatever grows out of the roots belongs to the guy who owns the field, and if the tree dies, then you're not allowed to replant anything in its place. But if you bought three trees, then your kona karka, and therefore it has three ramifications, namely that if the tree overgrows, the owner of the rest of the field is allowed to trim away your branches that are ruining his field. Whatever comes out of the trunk or the roots, the owner of the tree is allowed to keep, and if the tree dies, he's allowed to plant something else in its place. And then in Mishnah Hei, we said that if you sell the head of a behemagasa, it does not include the legs, and vice versa. If you sell the windpipe of a behemagasa, it does not include the liver, and vice versa. If you sell a head of a behemadaka, it does include the legs. The legs of a behemadaka does not include the head. The windpipe of a behemadaka does include the liver, but the liver of a behemadaka does not include the windpipe. Next time, we'll pick up with Parakeh Mishnah Vav.